the only thing.
Good evening and welcome to What the World Needs Now. I'm Cindy Sullivan, and on the first Friday of each month, I discuss a different theme which completes the statement, What the World Needs Now Is. And, of course, I play related songs and give some background to a few of those songs. I just want to start the show this evening offering a thank you, a huge expression of gratitude to healthcare workers and your families. Only you know the extent of the struggle you're experiencing right now, and please take time to look after yourself. Also, my thoughts go out to anyone who's really struggling right now, whether you're grieving a loss or feeling anxious or feeling unwell. And I hope tonight's show sort of resonates with you, maybe gives you something to think about, lifts your spirits a little bit. Okay, so in the past few weeks, the world also lost some great thinkers and writers, humanists and activists, and including two writers I admire greatly, Joan Didion and Bell Hooks. Most recently, the passing of Archbishop Desmond Tutu prompted me to read a bit more about the great man. Here is what he had to say about diversity, which was the theme of my last episode. Instead of separation and division, all distinctions make for a rich diversity to be celebrated for the sake of the unity that underlies them. We are different so that we can know our need of one another. So I hope that in the past month, you know, amongst all the craziness that's happening, that you've had an opportunity to reflect on how your life is enriched by diversity and think about some of the benefits of including those who are different from you in different ways, who are people who are marginalised and rarely given a seat at the table. This evening, I'll be examining the proposition that what the world needs now is hope and optimism. Quite timely, I think. Obviously, globally, the pandemic continues this path of such devastation, and it causes suffering, fear, division. And, you know, we've really felt the impact here in Australia. Despite this optimistic promise of a better and brighter 2022, sadly, I've been realizing that one of the casualties of the media saturation on the topic of the pandemic is the lack of attention that's given to global conflicts and the humanitarian crises in places like Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan, just to name a few. Now, because it's school holidays, I'm a teacher, I find myself with a little bit more time on my hands, and unfortunately I've been doing a bit of doom scrolling, saved by my cat, and also a newly found passion for jigsaws, and of course, saved by music. So I guess the thing is that more than ever, because of this, I've been thinking about how negativity and despair can impact us and where hope and optimism lies in all of this. Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness." Tonight I'll play some songs by artists including Fleetwood Mac, Bob Marley, Curtis Mayfield, Wyclef Jean and Elvis. To open the show, here's a cheery little track by one of my favourite artists. This was released in February of last year, and the song looks forward to a brighter future. Here's Pink and her daughter Willow singing Cover Me in Sunshine.
I've been dreaming friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day. Cover me in sunshine. Since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine.
That was Pink and her daughter Willow singing Cover Me in Sunshine. Now, that song wasn't written by Pink, but this is what Pink had to say about her motivation for recording the tune. We all know this year has been different and challenging and at times terrifying and tumultuous and angsty and all the things. And I personally find comfort in music. I find comfort in song. I love singing with my daughter and my son. Pink added that she recorded Cover Me in Sunshine at home because it made us feel happy, and so we're going to put it out for no other reason than that we hope that the song makes you feel happy. So, like Pink, I also find comfort in music, and I just want to unpack a few of the lyrics in this song. Here's two lines that comment on the gift of perspective. From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. There's also a reassurance that we can learn something from observing the natural world in these lines. Wildflowers, they keep living while they're just standing still. And for me, one of the most interesting lyrics is, I've been missing yesterday, but what if there's a better place? Now, I interpret this as a comment on how during lockdown we all missed the way we used to live. And some of us started to wonder if there was, in fact, a better way to live. Sadly, many people have seemed to have gone back to living exactly the same way they did pre-lockdown, while others have put in place some pretty significant changes to how they live, reflecting on what's really important to them. Now, for me, this song kind of borders on being a little bit sweet and schmaltzy, but I think it's saved by Pink's authenticity and the mother-daughter dynamic is just beautiful in the song. So the question I'm kind of posing here with this song is it actually unhelpful to hope for a better place? Does the world need to be covered in rays of sunshine? Well, yes and no. Let's tackle optimism first. So I recall, the title character from, it was a 1913 novel, Pollyanna, exudes this optimistic and positive attitude that she learned from her father. And she plays the glad game, which consists of finding something to be glad about in every situation, no matter how bleak it may be. We also, of course, know about the common idiom that we use to illustrate optimism versus pessimism, the glass half filled with water. Optimist sees the glass as half full, while the pessimist sees the glass as half empty. So the other thing that I was thinking about in preparing for the show is that over the past few decades, the happiness movement and this emphasis on positive thinking in popular culture and pop psychology has seen a growing affirmation of the value of optimism, this belief that things will work out for the best. Thing is, while our struggle is rooted in the present moment, much of our stress and anxiety does stem from thinking about what went on in the past or what might happen in the future. And I guess an optimistic outlook does help us to get through those tough times that can be like a dark cloud hanging over each day. Okay, it's time for another song. Here's a track that delivers this promise that tomorrow will in fact be better than yesterday. Here's Fleetwood Mac with Don't Stop.
Open your eyes, look at the day. You'll see things.
That was Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now. I'm Cindy Sullivan, and this evening I'm discussing the idea that the world really needs hope and optimism right now. So Don't Stop was written by Christine McVie and performed by McVie and Lindsay Buckingham, and it was from the Rumours album from 1977. The lyrics in Don't Stop offer advice to be confident about a brighter future. Tonight, I want to discuss the difference between hope and optimism. But first, let's dig into some more definitions of optimism. This is from Wikipedia. Optimism is an attitude reflecting a belief that the outcome of some specific endeavor or outcomes in general will be positive, favorable, and desirable. The term actually comes from the Latin optimum, meaning best. Being optimistic, in the typical sense of the word, is defined as expecting the best possible outcome from any given situation. Here's another definition from the Oxford Dictionary. Optimism is confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. So optimistic individuals expect desired outcomes to happen in the future and the undesired outcomes not to happen. So optimism is a trait that fosters resilience in the face of stress. There's no doubt about that. And with many sources of stress in our world today, we certainly need relief from the doom and gloom. So I guess it's understandable that people want to be optimistic and look on the bright side of life, as the Monty Python song goes. Here's a different uplifting song that adopts an optimistic outlook and offers reassurance that everything will be all right. Here's Bob Marley and the Wailers with Three Little Birds. You're listening to What the World Needs Now. And before that sponsor break, I played Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. As much as I love the cheerfulness of that song, the promise that everything will be all right can be a misleading falsehood, particularly if you have a set, an incorrect or unrealistic idea of what all right means, or different to the person that you're actually giving that message to. And sometimes, you know, our politicians have a different view of all right, and they sing this positive, upbeat tune, spinning the narrative that everything's under control. I guess because, understandably, they don't want people to panic. And this is very considerate of them, of course. But what if there is cause for concern? And what if everything won't be as all right as they promise? I think we need to be alert here to the Pollyanna principle that could be at work here. You know, leaders who play that glad game at the expense of providing real concrete plans and solutions to the presenting problem, which would actually give people hope. Bulgarian writer Maria Popova said, critical thinking without hope is cynicism, but hope without critical thinking is naivety. Let me give you an example of, someone, a very famous activist who perhaps is a little bit cynical. And you might remember the speech that climate action activist Greta Thunberg gave at the World Economic Forum back in 2019, where she said this: "I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear that I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house is on fire, because it is." Now, that's such a compelling and really powerful call to action. You know, you can really hear that underlying cynicism there, though, and understandably from a young person. But I've been listening to quite a few podcasts recently and came across some great episodes featuring the anthropologist and primatologist Jane Goodall, who's recently published a book about hope. And she has this to say: "Hope is often misunderstood. People tend to think that it's passive, wishful thinking. Oh, I hope something will happen, but I'm not going to do anything about it." I think the kind of hope that Greta is referring to here is that passive, wishful thinking that many leaders engage in. She's referring to world leaders who use this optimistic rhetoric when talking about climate change, you know, to reassure people that everything will be okay. That kind of talk is empty because it's, as she's pointed out, it's not backed up by action. Tonight, I'm suggesting that what the world needs now is hope, because the people of the world need leaders who will give them hope that is grounded in truth and action and research, not lies and empty promises. In speaking with my mum and friends and researching for this show, I've really come to clarify in my own mind the difference between hope and optimism. And I've found some really great quotes that sum it up probably better than I could. One of the contemporary thinkers I admire is Cornel West. In an interview with the Progressive, Cornel West states, "You have to draw a distinction between hope and optimism." Vaclav Havel put it well when he said, "Optimism is the belief that things are going to turn out as you would like, as opposed to hope, which is when you are thoroughly convinced something is moral and right and just, and therefore you fight regardless of the consequences. In that sense, I'm full of hope, but in no way optimistic." Here's a song that really captures the feelings that people feel when they, those sort of emotions of really feeling like there is no hope and you want to give up. Here's Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush with "Don't Give Up."
In this proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserved.
change my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, you're not the only one.
You're listening to What the World Needs Now. I'm Cindy Sullivan. And that duet was originally offered to Dolly Parton. And when she turned down the offer, Kate Bush was the replacement. Here's what Peter Gabriel had to say about Kate's performance in this song. The sensitive treatment Kate gave give and take on that song was gratifying because it's not just a song about a woman supporting a man in a relationship. Now, for me, the song beautifully captures the experience of two people struggling and facing dark times together, keeping each other buoyant through the storm and wave after wave of hardship and adversity. Gabriel said this of the song's message. The basic idea is that handling failure is one of the hardest things we have to do. This is what Archbishop Desmond Tutu had to say about despair. Despair can come from deep grief, but it can also be a defense against the risks of bitter disappointment and shattering heartbreak. Resignation and cynicism are easier, more self-soothing postures that do not require raw vulnerability and the tragic risk of hope. To choose hope is to step firmly forward into the howling wind, bearing one's chest to the elements, knowing that in time the storm will pass. I think that's a powerful metaphor, to see yourself wrapped in the protection of hope, stepping boldly into the storm. Here's a contemporary song that also delivers a powerful message of perseverance in the face of dwindling hope.
Ladies and gents, tune in to the sound of Wyclef and Emily Sandé.
Has your heart fell in love with the sad songs? Have your feet fell in love with the edge? Is hope hanging on by a thread now? Does it feel like the angels are dead? When the darkness is too dark to handle and the bridge won't stop calling your name, before you blow out any candles, oh, let the chorus play.
Carry On. It was written by Haitian singer-songwriter and rapper Wyclef Jean, and it's from Carnival 3, his eighth studio album, which was released in September of 2017. May Perkins of Pop Magazine wrote a positive in the positive review of the song. Carnival and the album. Carnival 3 is right on time. Wyclef's songwriting is ripe with empowerment and resilience. One line from the song poses this question: is hope hanging on by a thread now? And I've been thinking that I think the solution to this feeling of diminishing hope is offered in the refrain, obviously, carry on, carry on. But I've been thinking that the world needs now, it needs people to resist two urges. It's the natural urges, of course, the urge to give in to wishful thinking, to think that, you know, everything's just going to be okay, and seeing the world through those rose-coloured glasses. The second urge is the urge to feel overwhelmed and powerless. And the reason I think we need to do everything to resist those urges is because they usually lead to inaction. But hope that's grounded in values and ideals and an attachment to something important generates agency. Those who hold such hopes for humanity, for themselves, for the planet, are more likely to become agents in their own lives and agents of change. Back to Jane Goodall, she also says, if we lose hope, we fall into apathy and give up and say, that's all we can do. Hope is the activating force that leads to action. Hope is contagious. Your actions will inspire others. Jane Goodall also suggests reasons to have hope, and these reasons include, actually there's four reasons she gives. The first is the extent of the great human intellect that we actually have, our capacity to think through things and create and invent things. And the second reason to have hope is the indomitable human spirit. Her third reason is the resilience of nature. And her final reason is young people. Here's a song that speaks directly to young people, encouraging them to have faith and keep pushing towards their destination.
Destination, though you may find from time to time complication. Move on up, with more.
You're listening to What the World Needs Now. I'm Cindy Sullivan, and tonight I'm discussing the idea that the world needs hope and optimism right now. Before the sponsor break, I played Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield, and it's one of my absolute go-to tracks when I'm feeling a bit deflated or despondent. Curtis Mayfield was an amazing singer, songwriter, guitarist, record producer. He was the lead singer of The Impressions, which actually were one of my favorite bands from the 60s. And during his solo career, he produced this super cool uptown funk sound that characterized the 70s soul and R&B music scene. On this particular track, Move On Up, the horns and percussion give me a real energy boost, and the lyrics are so encouraging and uplifting, and the cumulative effect of is a song that, to me, feels like just wave after wave of good vibes. My mood lifts every time I hear this song. The lyrics deliver a message of the progress that can come from sheer determination, commitment, hard work, persistence, if you keep your destination in sight. It's also a message to not settle for anything less. And listening to this song again in preparation for the show confirmed for me that hope and optimism must be accompanied by these active qualities of commitment and perseverance in the face of challenge and adversity and setbacks. Of course, it's harder to persevere without a spirit of optimism, and it's hard to remain hopeful if we continually give up too easily or quickly. Despair can lead to apathy and inaction, and lack of action can be the death of hope. So maybe it's actually action that keeps hope alive, keeps the dream alive. Here's a song that captures this hope for a better world.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Understanding sometime, strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on.
that song gets me every time I listen to it. Walter Earl Brown was asked to write a song for Elvis's 1968 comeback special, and he knew about Presley's fondness for Martin Luther King Jr. and the devastation that Elvis felt related to his assassination. After Elvis heard the demo, he proclaimed, "I'm never going to sing another song I don't believe in. I'm never going to make another movie I don't believe in." The lyrics capture so strongly the frustration felt by those who recognize and rail against inequality and injustice and wonder whether change will happen in their lifetime. Here's a quote from an article in The Guardian 2016 written by Rebecca Solnit. Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, early on described the movement's mission as to provide hope and inspiration for collective action, to build collective power, to achieve collective transformation, rooted in grief and rage, but pointed towards vision and dreams. It is a statement that acknowledges that grief and hope can coexist. Now, it's important, I think, to keep in mind that there are many hopes and dreams that might never be realized, well, at least not in my lifetime. But that shouldn't stop us from striving to be better people and to make this world a better place. And if you've tuned in before, you'll know that I aim to include at least one Australian or Indigenous Australian artist in every episode. It was a bit challenging, actually, I admit, selecting a song for tonight's program. But I settled on an iconic track that, for me, encapsulates the essence of hope grounded in determination and perseverance and pain and struggle and this collective vision for justice. It takes courage to hold on to the hope for reconciliation in this country. And this song has become the unofficial anthem of the struggle for self-determination and self-management for First Nations people. Treaty was released in July 1991, and in addition to being this resounding anthem of hope, in my opinion, it's one of Australia's most iconic rock songs. It was a worldwide hit and the first song by a mainly Aboriginal band to peak on the ARIA singles chart. It was the first song in an Aboriginal Australian language to gain extensive international recognition, and it peaked internationally at number 6 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play singles chart. Here's Treaty by Yothu Yindi.
Less land. My promises can disappear just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be won. Come on,
dreamy, yeah.
Jordan, Wallong, Omo, Jara.
You've been listening to What the World Needs Now. I'm Cindy Sullivan, and I think that what the world needs now is hope and optimism, but most of all, hope to endure the hard times. And almost 300 years ago, in 1733, Alexander Pope wrote a poem titled Essay on Man. Here's the most famous line from that poem: "Hope springs eternal in the human heart." I hope that tonight's episode has helped you to tap into the hope that dwells inside you. Stay tuned for David and the team with Kiki in Danger. I'll leave you with the opening lines from an Emily Dickinson poem: "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul." To close the show, here's Old Blue Eyes with an uplifting little ditty. Here's High Hopes by Frank Sinatra.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hope
so. Anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hope so. Anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion
kilowatt dam.
Thanks again for joining me this evening. Take care, stay safe, be kind, and have hope.
There goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes another problem curve.
Curve.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.